Come on, Hugh. We're going to miss the bus. I'm coming, Mum. Matisse, where are you? There you are, said Hugh as he picked up Matisse. I'm going to miss you today. Hugh gave Matisse a big, big hug. Matisse closed his eyes and gave Hugh a big, big... I'll see you when I get home, said Hugh, as he placed him gently on the floor. Matisse wandered into the dining room. Hugh's cousin Noah, an explorer scout, had just returned from an expedition far, far away. Trinkets and souvenirs from his journey were scattered all around the room. These are fun, Matisse thought, as he played with the pretty necklaces. Then he noticed a set of wooden figures huddled in the corner of the room. He hurried over to get a better look. Matisse was curious. Matisse was very curious. Wow, meow! They're animals, but they don't look like me, he thought. As he stared long and hard into the animals' faces, his whiskers began to tickle a little. The little tickle made him giggle. The more it tickled, the more he giggled. Suddenly, Matisse was very, very hot. He heard a quiet sloshing sound as he felt himself gliding across the river before noticing that he was sitting on the back of a crocodile. The crocodile delivered him to the riverbank. Thanks for the ride, said Matisse warily. No problem, little cat, came the reply as the crocodile sailed away. Where on earth am I? Matisse said in amazement. You're in the savannah, said a voice. Who said that? Me! Where are you? Asked Matisse. I'm up here, came the reply. Matisse looked up and met a monkey hanging down from a tree. Hello, tiny cat. I make amends. Who are you? I'm Matisse the cat, and I'm not tiny, he huffed. Welcome to my homeland, Matisse. Oh, and you are tiny. You're very tiny here. You'll see, he giggled. Matisse closed his eyes and gave Hugh a big, big... I hope you haven't had a boring time without me, said Hugh. It certainly wasn't boring, thought Matisse. That was Matisse and the Cheeky Monkey by Amanda Walsh. Read by Nikki White.